This is Tour 2, Section 5, Seagull Statue in Wetlands, starting at Seagull Statue.
Franz Seagull was a German who came to St. Louis to be an instructor at the German Institute. A large population of German immigrants had settled in St. Louis during the mid-1800s, and Franz Seagull had come to the city to be an instructor at the German Institute. At the beginning of the Civil War, he organized a regiment of Union volunteers and became a major general. The statue, which was St. Louis's first equestrian war monument, was funded by the Seagull Monument Association to honor German-American patriots in the Civil War. The monument is made of bronze on limestone and was crafted by sculptor Robert Cower in 1906.
There's no need to pause now. Take the path halfway around the back of the Seagull statue and then turn left on the crushed stone path. Along the path, you'll find an area also recently planted as a native Missouri wetland.
The River de Pere once flowed freely through Forest Park, entering near the northwest corner and meandering to exit near the southeast corner. Its twisting path was a prominent feature of the park's landscape. However, the river had a tendency to flood, and worse, it collected sewage runoff from downtown and created an unsightly and unhealthy situation in the park. For this reason, the western portion of the river was buried in wooden channels at the time of the World's Fair, to make way for grand exhibit halls and temporary palaces. Then, in 1930, burial of the entire course of River de Pere in Forest Park was made permanent in giant concrete encasements. In effect, the river beneath the park had become a permanent sewer. Even so, with the river gone, much of the park's land no longer had a natural outlet for drainage. As a result, flash flooding of lowlands often occurred. And there was another downside. Each of the park's man-made lakes and lagoons had to be filled from the city water supply. Over the years, the cost of maintaining these lakes became prohibitive. They often became stagnant, requiring them to be drained and refilled, only to become stagnant again. Correcting these multiple problems became a key goal of the master plan for Forest Park's restoration. As you learned earlier, the design approach for the master plan focused on understanding the park as a series of systems. From the beginning, it was evident that water throughout the park needed to be reconnected as a cohesive whole. Called a river returns, the new water system now flows north to south, west to east, forming one continuous stream. You might notice a large number of dead trees throughout these natural areas of the park. While at first they might seem like an eyesore, out of place in such a nice park, these snags are better than luxury condos for local wildlife. Woodpeckers are often the first to utilize snags, gleaning beetles and grubs from under the bark. These birds often will also create nest holes in the trees, acting as developers for scores of others. Local colors such as wood ducks, eastern bluebirds, chickadees, nuthatches, and wrens all look for old woodpecker cavities in which to build their nests. Without the dead trees, most of these species would only be occasional visitors to Forest Park, and the area would be much quieter. Other birds, such as red-tailed hawks or great horned owls, also roost in dead trees. If you sight one of these magnificent creatures, you should count yourself as fortunate. As a recirculating system, the new river significantly reduces the amount of city water pumped into the park each day. It also provides much-needed drainage to reduce flooding. But perhaps most important, a robust, healthy ecosystem, such as you experience in this wetland area, is now in place. Smelly ponds with floating debris have been replaced by clean, free-flowing water, rich with healthy aquatic life. As you can see from your map, the river also provides a unifying element, joining the many diverse environments of the restored Forest Park. You saw this new river as it ran through Pagoda Circle, again as you walked past Deer Lake and over the bridge, and now here as a peaceful stream beside you, perfect for the reintroduction of native Missouri wetlands and wildlife habitats.
Now press the button to stop the recording and take a moment to listen to the sounds of the stream, birds, and wildlife. You may sit as long as you like at the banks of this bubbling stream. When you're ready to leave, continue walking on the crushed stone path and you'll soon come to a Y intersection. Then press the button again for the last segment of your tour.